Welcome to the Friday, April the 25th episode of Briefings with Butts, our 31st episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Let's go ahead and jump right in. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Kaya Jones at Bridgeport Elementary School. Congratulations, Kaya. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, it's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township, and I'd like to highlight that we congratulated the April Wish TV Golden Apple winner, a Ben Davis alumnus and kindergarten teacher at Westlake Elementary School, Miss Karina Bassegno. Congratulations, Miss Bassegno, on being the Wish TV Golden Apple winner for April. We are so proud of you. Well, speaking of award-winning teachers, our guest today is none other than Ben Davis High School teacher Justin Allison, a Wayne Township Teacher of the Year and one of Indiana's top 10 in 2025 Teacher of the Year finalists for the whole state of Indiana and the Department of Education. Welcome, Justin.
Hello. Thanks for having me again.
Justin, in addition to being just an award-winning teacher, somebody that's been recognized by your peers, you are in charge of a very large event coming up next weekend, one that we have celebrated for many years. Tell us about Arts Alive.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the highlights of, you know, the things that I get to be in charge of. I really enjoy it. It started back in 1985 by the former department chair of the Ben Davis Art Department, Harry Hurt. He was my teacher. He's kind of my teaching hero, so it's a great honor for me to continue this event for him. It's 40 years old this year. We do it every other spring. He was inspired by the Penrod Festival at the Art Museum, and he decided, because he liked big challenges, he wanted to try to host a district-wide festival that celebrated not just the things that he was doing in his department, but the things that all of the art teachers across the township were doing, and not just the visual arts teachers, but also the music teachers and choir teachers and band teachers, and just everybody across the entire township. So it's become really just a celebration of being creative and all the cool things that we do here in the township.
I think that's, you know, you bring up the entire township, and it's important to note that this is something that all of Wayne Township and the MSD of Wayne Township have celebrated for 40 years. It's not just about Ben Davis High School, but it's about every one of our students and realizing their artistic potential, whether it be through performing arts, visual arts. It's just the whole school is going to be filled with different kinds of art. What can somebody expect? I know the event's going to happen May 3rd. It's a Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free, so it doesn't cost anything to attend. What might somebody expect when they get to Ben Davis High School on May the 3rd?
Well, we are adapting to our fantastic construction that's taking place here at the high school.
Yes. Whole new entrance, so whole new office area. So I'm imagining exactly. We're going to enter over door number 3.
Yes. Yep. Off the horseshoe there, yep. By the freshman center.
Okay.
We are still going to have 3 performance spaces. So we'll have some performances in the theater, in the auditorium, and in the main gym.
Excellent.
My plan is to have some art going down B Hall there, mm-hmm. Which is that main hallway when you enter. But the main area for the visual arts is going to be the upper gym.
Oh, so fun.
We're going to have signage getting everybody up there. We've measured and mapped out all the areas to make sure that we have plenty of space to get everybody plenty of room to show their students artwork. We may move over into some of the hallways a little bit, but our main idea is to have most everybody up in the upper gym.
Oh, I love that idea.
So there will actually be 5 stairwells at least that will take us up to that area. So there'll be plenty of ways to get people up there. We'll also have access to the elevator, so if somebody is unable to use the steps, they can get up there that way.
Yeah, perfect.
But yeah, all of the schools will be up there showing off the great things that their students do.
I see on our flyer we talk about art and band, choirs, drama, fun, special events, and food. So really, people can see about anything that they want to see artistically when they are at Ben Davis High School on May the 3rd, correct?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sorry. And I also forgot to mention that in the cafeteria, we will have, I think we've got about 14 or 15 different groups that are going to come in and have, you know, sodas and hot dogs and other ways to stay not hungry for that time.
Yeah.
And that will be a fundraising opportunity for those groups. So we'll Excellent. Have plenty of snacks for people to enjoy while they enjoy the art.
Yeah, so just bring your money. Make sure that you're supporting those organizations that are fundraising for their own events and activities. Make sure to come hungry as well as you're walking around and checking out that art, watching the different performances. Justin, you're the third, if I recall, you are the third person to coordinate the Arts Alive event. You mentioned Larry Hurt, was the first and did that for many years. And then Mike Lyle, who also I believe you had as a teacher, was in charge of that while he was the department chair for the art department. And now you. What's interesting is both you and Mr. Lyle, I believe, had Larry as a teacher. Is that correct?
We did. We both, I think he would agree. We were both very much inspired by the greatness that was Larry Hurt. Just what he brought to the classroom and just to the arts in general is just, you know, something we've both tried to continue through our careers.
This is a significant event, and I know that you work literally for 2 years to put this together, and which is why we do it every other year. But talk a little bit about the coordination that you've had to do and your teams had to do to bring 20 different schools together to have art display and have art performances.
Well, luckily, I have some really good people working with me as well. I have a visual arts chairperson, Kara Hunter, who's a ceramics teacher here at the high school. And she's the one who does the things like order the cardboard that we hang the artwork on. And she coordinates with the teachers to figure out how many displays they need. So we make sure we get them in a space that works best for them. She gets our posters printed up and, you know, all those little things that you don't think of are the things that she covers for me, which is great because a lot of times I'm like, oh, by the way, have we done this? And she's like, oh, yeah, I've already got those posters ordered. So that's really awesome and makes that easy for planning. And then Patrick Van Arsdale, who is our band director, He took over as the performing arts chairperson. And he's done a great job of coordinating with all of the music teachers across the township and those here in the high school to make sure that we have a variety of performances happening in our staged areas. And then Christina Hendricks, who moved from the English department to the art department this year, took over as the concessions chair. So she's the one who's been coordinating with the,
all those different groups and everything.
Yeah. The volunteers that we need and the groups to come in and bring the hot dogs and the sodas and stuff like that.
So, wow.
It's definitely a lot to keep track of, but it's made that much easier by having a very amazing group of people who are just as excited about it as I am. It
sounds like an incredible team
to put in the extra time to work.
Well, and you're going to be, you'll spend from the time students are out on Friday, all night almost, getting everything set up and ready to go so that, come Saturday morning, it's all ready to go. I'm going to do a shameless plug as well, and I didn't prep you for this, but you also every year have an event for your seniors to have an art display called Sweat. Do you want to talk a little bit about that since I've got you on the podcast this week?
For sure, yeah. So Sweat actually turned 20 last year, so this is going to be our 21st year of doing Sweat. And Sweat is a fantastic celebration of our seniors. As they are getting ready to leave Ben Davis. It's like Arts Alive, just a little bit smaller and more focused on a specific group of students, but all of our seniors who are in an art class right now will have anywhere from one artwork to, you know, sky's the limit in terms of what they bring in. And so, again, it's going to be a little bit different this year because we don't have our commons, but we're going to be in the cafeteria, and that's May 17th.
Okay,
so
May 17th.
2 weeks after Arts Alive is going to be Sweat. We let prom happen in between, but we make sure we sandwich the arts around that as much as possible.
May's a busy month, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. but it's great for us to show off what our kids do. You know, we have such wonderful students who are making such great things, and it's just great to show off what they're doing, and they do all the setup for that one. So that one's, I don't want to say it's easy, but it's really awesome because they come in on Saturday morning and you know, while we're there, we help them set up their displays, and they can bring things from home, and they bring art from the past and the present. And
always a wonderful, you know, really set up, wonderful event. Wonderful
really
event.
Enjoy it. And,
what time is that, Justin?
And then we have that event on the evening from 7 to 9:30 on the 17th.
Okay.
Will be when we would love to have the public come in and check them out.
All right. So two wonderful events for those who are wanting to see our students' art. May 3rd, our 40th anniversary for Arts Alive. That is free, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Make sure to stop by. Bring your money, bring your appetite, and enjoy the art of our students, both performing arts and visual arts. And then on May the 17th, 7 to 9:30 p.m., come by and see our seniors. SWET, I believe, Seniors with Exceptional Artistic Talent. Is that correct?
Extraordinary, but exceptional work. Perfectly well, too.
I never get that right, Justin. I appreciate you always correcting me on that. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today has been Ben Davis High School teacher, art department chair, and Wayne Township Teacher of the Year, top 10 Indiana Teacher of the Year finalist for 2025, Justin Allison. Justin, thanks so much for being our guest this week.
Hey, thank you. And always thank you for your support in all of these things. We couldn't do it without the support of the Ed Center and all of our administration.
Oh, I'll tell you what, our kids are just so impressive, and what an honor it is to be able to enjoy the artwork and the talents that they bring to our district. So thank you for bringing that all together, and I'm looking forward to another great event. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, when you come in door 3 and as you're walking down the hallway looking at the art, you might also look up there in right outside the little theater at the memorial wall, because that morning we'll be adding 5 new names to the memorial wall for individuals who have just done an exceptional job of bringing their time and their talents and their support to the MSD of Wayne Township that unfortunately are no longer with us, but we are going to be inducting them into the memorial wall that morning. So look for those new plaques as well on May the 3rd when you are attending Arts Alive. Don't forget to mark your calendars for our District Appreciation Day for Child Nutrition next Friday, May the 2nd, and join us next Saturday, as we have been talking about, for Arts Alive. There's a few days left to take our spring survey. If you have not already taken it, please take about 10 minutes to fill out that staff survey before it closes on Monday, April the 28th. The information is so important, and we need your feedback. There will be a link included in the today's Parent Square message, so make sure to check that out. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.